Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line, a man who we are calling responsible for those expletives is the head coach of Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angela.
Nick, we are beyond incensed in this city, just so you know. You've had a chance to look at the tape now. In retrospect, how do you feel you did with your play calling yesterday?
Yeah, anytime you score 7 points and turn the ball over four times, you don't feel good about it. And that loss is on all of us, and it starts with me. So don't feel good about the play calling because we didn't score enough points to win. Defense did a lot of good things in that game, and we didn't hold our end of the deal up on offense.
All right. Rager became a featured receiver, especially in the key series at the end. Why him?
In that last series right there, they were doing a couple different things. The last play of the game is a scramble. A scramble play can go to anybody, as we all know that. And then the play that with the go ball right there, guys, when we get an opportunity in a 2 minute drill. So anytime you're in a 2 minute drill and you get a press man opportunity on a go ball, you take it, because that's a way to create an explosive play, right there. So we've taught our quarterback that. So the play call was not for Jalen, but the defensive look that the team gave us an opportunity to end the game with that play. So we teach our quarterback, anytime you get press man-to-man go, we take an opportunity at that in a two-minute drill, because good things can happen from it. Now, in that particular case, it didn't. It didn't work. And so, but, you know, that's what we teach our guys. That's kind of what happened in a couple games that were played this weekend as well, both college and pro, but, you know, it didn't work out for us. So obviously you always want that back when it doesn't work out.
Nick, you're saying neither of those last two plays, the drops right near the end zone, were necessarily calls for Rager. Is that what you're saying for us?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Now that you've looked at it, I know you were talking after the game, should Rager have caught both of those balls?
You know, obviously he's going to want those plays back. And, you know, we want those plays back for him. And so, of course, like you guys saw the tape. We saw the tape. He expects to make those plays. We expect him to make those plays. But it never comes down to just one play. You know, there was a lot of plays. You know, we all had our hand in that one, right? And so there was the play calling, the turnovers, the drop at the end. I mean, it's just, you know, when it happens at the end, I know what it can seem like, that it's all on that guy, but it's on all of us. It's on, and it starts with me as the head coach.
Nick, I've heard that a lot in my life. It never comes down to one play, and I understand exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of mistakes in the course of a game. But if Rager catches either of those balls, you win the game, don't you?
Yeah, I guess that's the way it would go. Yeah, right.
Then we were down by six.
Yeah. We were down by six. He catches it, and we win. But again, I've been taught that in my life in football for the longest time. Like, because we didn't have to put ourselves in that position, and so I'm never going to put the blame on one person except it being myself.
All right, Nick. Even though it didn't necessarily result in all of your play calls, you ended up with 7 targets for Jalen Rager, who, in our estimation over 2 years, has been a huge disappointment. And 7 targets to your 2 best receivers, Goddard and Smith. That doesn't make sense to us. Does it make sense to you?
Again, different things happen in the game that dictate where the ball goes. We have to do our job as coaches to try to put our guys in position to make plays. But you got to understand this, too, that the other team is doing things to take your best players away from the game. You know, when we talk about our game plan going into that, like how do we control Williams on the other side? Like, so we're going to do some things to take their best players out of the game, and they're going to try to do some things to take our best players out of the game. Like I said, the last two targets were obviously a little bit different. It's our job to figure it out and figure out how we get the ball to our main guys. But you're teaching the quarterback different types of progressions. And, you know, you don't want them to force feed something that's not there, because what's going to happen, bad things are going to happen when they do that. So we have to put our guys in positions to succeed, but we also have to trust our quarterback to throw the ball where it's supposed to go versus different coverages.
Sure. Now, Nick, there's one thing, though, about the Giants defense dictating the different things you called. 2 weeks ago, you faced the best run defense in football, and you didn't care what they were doing. You shoved it down their throats for four quarters. Why didn't you play to your own team's strengths rather than to your weaknesses because of what the defense was doing?
Yeah, that's fair. I still think we ran the ball really well. Again,
yeah,
rushed for over 200 yards. That's hard to do in this league. There's a couple strings that you want back where you're like, well, I should have just kept with the run on that particular drive. But again, you get yourselves in different scenarios and different things happen. But to run for over 200 yards again, that showed the strength on our offensive line, really played a really outstanding game throughout that game.
Absolutely, Nick. And that's why we were screaming for it. There were several sequences where you went to the pass again, ended up with second and long, third and long, and had to keep passing the ball. Just last week, you went to Jordan Howard five straight times, went right down the field. Why did you abandon it yesterday?
Well, there's some things that what's happening during the game of how the linebackers are feeling and what's going on there, and that you want to call a play action pass to get a big chunk, and we've done that in the past too. But in the past, the play has worked. Yesterday, a couple of the passes that we called didn't work. So, you know, again, it's very easy to second guess the next day, and I do it too. You know, I go through it. I go through all the play calls myself and say, I shouldn't have done that there. Again, we're calling a play in a scenario that we think is going to work, obviously, at that time, based off of what the defense is doing. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And yesterday it didn't, and so I got to look myself in the mirror first.
Well, Nick, as much heat as you're taking, Jalen Hurts is actually getting more today. He's been terrific with the ball, not giving it up. Three big interceptions yesterday. What happened? What was different?
Yeah, we were careless with the football yesterday, and that was uncharacteristic, as you said, Angelo, of how Jalen's been playing. In those scenarios, like in these tight division games, you can't lose the turnover battle 4-0 and expect to win. And you know, it was uncharacteristic of a couple things that we forced in there. And again, it's never just on one guy's one play or one decision. Obviously, we're going to get in here today, and we're going to fix the mistakes and get better from this.
All right. Now, you had two holding calls against Nate Herbig, who came in for Kelce. What do you do about that, Nick? Is that you sit him down and show him how you can't grab the guy and pull him the way you did on those plays? You lost a TD on that.
Yeah, you go through the technique just like you do in everything. Yeah. I think the worst coaching points that I've ever heard a coach give is, hey, don't hold, or hey, catch the ball. You go through the coaching point based off of what happened. Hey, what happened on this play? What technique can we fix right here so you don't put yourself in that position again? And so, you know, on the one touchdown run, it's going to be, hey, get your hands inside. Don't retract to pull back and get the holding penalty. And so that's what you do as coaches. You go to the why of why it happened, not what happened, but why it happened, and you try to correct that. Now Nate has done a good job all year of stepping in and playing good football when called upon. That's his job as a backup, to be able to step in when somebody goes down. I think for the most part he's done a good job all year. Is he going to want those couple plays back? Of course. But we were able to still do the things we wanted to do, running the football with Nate in the game. So, when you have two penalties, you're always going to say you didn't play as good as you could. But for the most part, Nate did play a good game besides those two plays. But those two plays count. I get it. And so we'll do what we got to do to fix that.
Nick, last thing. You're not getting very much from Rager on the kick returns or the punt returns. He's ranked 133rd in the league among wide receivers. There is a perception in this city that Rager is getting all these opportunities because he's a number one draft pick. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before on this show. Like, hey, we're gonna play the best players in every scenario. And again, sometimes the ball goes to that player based off the look that you're getting. But you're doing what you're doing to put your team in the best position to win. I get paid to win games and period. And it's all I've ever had is support from everybody in this building, and do what you got to do to win football games. And you're the expert in the scheming. You're the expert in football. All right, do what you got to do to win football games. And that's always been my message, or that's always been the message to me from everybody in this building. I have nothing but support from them, and that's how it is.
Hey, Nick, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angela.
Nick Sirianni, those are his responses. I hope I asked with the right approach
what you needed to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.